Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the red carpet for the 63rd BFI London Film Festival. Tonight we're on the red carpet for the premiere of Earthquake Bird and have the pleasure of speaking to lead actress Alicia Vikander about her role in the film.
So tell us about Earthquake Bird. What can people expect when they come and see it in cinema? And why did you want to be part of this film?
I think one of the things is when I actually saw the film, and I had a similar reaction when I read the script, was that I had a hard time to pinpoint what kind of film and if it reminded me of anything else. And I think that is the mix of the kind of Western and Eastern kind of way of storytelling and then filmmaking that I think so beautifully Watch brought onto this film. And then it is, it has kind of, you know, genre elements of being a thriller, a film noir, but then it's also a very profound story about a person who's trying to, she questions if she maybe needs to reinvent herself and move away from her past, but instead throughout the way you kind of get to know her and she might be able to accept who she is and move forward.
And talk to me about the preparation you had to do, cello playing, Japanese, and your experience of making the film with a director like Wash.
I'd seen, you know, Wash's previous films, and he always had such a good hand with actors. All actors I've seen in his films, you can see that they've been pushed hard and do quite challenging things, and that you need to be safe, and that you truly are. And I felt that with this character of Lucy as well. And the biggest joy sometimes as an actress is the fact that you get to prepare and try new things or try and learn languages for different films, which is a real treat.
I suppose I could learn Japanese in 3 months prepping for it, but I have some amazing coaches and actresses who are bilingual, who I prepped with. I started with reading my scenes in English, so we could work out, you know, the subtext of how I would act them and how you then translate that, because direct translation, you can't really do. It's not more difficult than that. So, yeah, it was a lot of hours. It's a big city. It's a lot of people. But I really not felt quite at home as well. I'm very much looking forward to go back. I really enjoyed my 4 months there.
Amazing. Thanks so much. Lovely to meet you.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.